The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development from the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, as always. Good morning, Bev. And Leslie Hertzberg is here from the Berkshire County Historical Society at Arrowhead, the executive director there. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so good. It's good to have you on, every month or so or two, because there's always something going on. And summer is over officially. It's okay. Fall is great. I mean, so far, fall has been all right. And there's still a lot happening at Arrowhead and beyond. So that's why we're here. This program will air on two Fridays, so we can talk about all the things coming up kind of at the end of September and the beginning of October and beyond. What do you want to start with?
Well, we can start with our event that's coming up on Saturday, which is called The Noble Train Arrives. And it's actually a program put together by Fort Ticonderoga educators.
Ooh.
And it's talking about the Knox Expedition or the Knox Trail, which a lot of people may not be familiar with, but is one of the major events that took place in the Berkshires that is related to the Revolutionary War. And obviously we're celebrating the 250th anniversary coming up, and we have been celebrating because there were a lot of events leading up to it too. But this is kind of the major event that took place in the Berkshires that helped and led to the Continental Army winning the war.
Very cool. And the Noble Train Arrives is a free event. It's on Saturday, September 27th, starting at noon. Where does it take place?
Yeah, it'll just take place on the lawn at Arrowhead. So you can just come and park. It's free. So we're really inviting everybody to come and learn about it. So educators from Fort Ticonderoga will be here. They will be in uniform, the Revolutionary uniform. There will be a team of oxen, because the oxen were used to pull the sledges. So they pulled through New York and through Massachusetts,
wow,
59 cannons in the winter between 1775 and 1776. And so they're going to have the oxen there. They will have a reproduction cannon. And they'll explain how this whole train came to be and demonstrate some of the ways that they pulled this artillery that helped Washington win, drive the British out of the fort, out of the harbor in Boston in March of 1776.
Wow. And it's right here in the Berkshires. This happened right here in the Berkshires. The history of all of the things in the Berkshires is amazing, and this just solidifies that. So this event is Saturday, September 27th from noon to 2 at Arrowhead on Holmes Road. The Noble Train Arrives, and how cool. Fort Ticonderoga is very cool. We've been there, and it's history, and it's cool that you're partnering with that educational institution as well.
That's my hometown.
It is?
It's around that area.
Oh, wow. Bev. See, we learn something more about Bev every single week. Did you go to the fort often, like growing up as
Yeah.
Because it's so educational for sure. That's awesome. That is happening Saturday. And of course, Arrowhead is open for tours still in the fall. So if for some reason you can't make it to any of the events, how do you go and just get a tour?
Well, you can tour every day except Tuesdays and Wednesdays. There are 6 tours a day. And you can either sign up ahead of time online at berkshirehistory.org. There's a big yellow button that says book now. It's pretty obvious. And you can book a tour ahead of time, or you can walk in. We save spots for walk-ins. So you can usually get on any tour anytime you want to. There are always different tour guides. So if you want to come back and get a tour at another time, you'll likely have another tour guide, and you may get a totally different view of the house and of Melville's life coming through the the house on a different tour.
And how far into the season do you give tours?
We will end our main season on October 27th, which is a Monday. And then we will start our winter and spring season, where we just give tours on Saturdays at 11 a.m. On November 1st. And that will go through mid-May. But you can still get tours on Saturdays.
Yeah. So you're open year-round.
We are.
Yeah. That's what happens these days. People are open year-round. Organizations, there's no more like high season and low season and shoulder season. It's in every season. Every day, every season, there's something going on. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBS 88.1 FM in Lee. SBR. Wonder what SBS is. Well, oh. I think I might know. It's the radio station of baloney, I think. BS, yes. But this is not. This is WSBR in Lee 88.1. Usually, Bev, you help me do that, and you weren't there for that. Anyway, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Leslie Hertzberg here from the Berkshire County Historical Society at Arrowhead, talking about all the cool things happening at Arrowhead. And it is officially fall, and you're having a fall fest.
We are. Woo-hoo! We're partnering with the Berkshire Museum. So as many of you know, the Berkshire Museum is closed for renovations right now, probably until next spring. And so we're trying to partner with them so they can be doing some programming. And so we have been doing things on our site. We did a birding program in the spring with them. And now we're doing a fall fest. So it's, again, a free program, a free day between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 11th. So come on down. We're going to have crafts. We're going to have games, hands-on activities. We'll be doing, there will be hay rides around our field provided by Four Seasons Stables.
Cool.
And it'll just be a nice way to enjoy the fall season and, bring the kids and enjoy the site at Arrowhead.
And that is Fall Fest. It's free for all ages at Herman Melville's Arrowhead in Pittsfield on Holmes Road, of course. Saturday, October 11th, 10 to 4. The event is celebrating the season. There should be Fall Fests all over the place celebrating the season. And you can get more information at Arrowhead's website, which is berkshirehistory.org. But it looks like there are a bunch of participating organizations, including the museum, who you're partnering with. Baseball in the Berkshires. We love Larry Moore.
Larry.
You know, he's wonderful. He was, Leslie and I and Larry Moore were all recipients of this year's Berkshire 25 from Berkshire Magazine. And it's so fun to see Larry. He saw him at the ceremony, and he's good people. So he will be, Baseball in the Berkshires will be one of the participating organizations.
Yeah, as well as the Berkshire Athenaeum, Berkshire Bee Witches, the Bidwell House Museum, and our friends from the Berkshire Cider Project, who will be on site to offer all ages cider pressing and samples of their hard ciders for guests over 21.
We do like that Berkshire Cider Project. They're up in the Greylock Works building.
They are, but they just purchased a new building, so they will have their own tasting room right near Greylock Works.
That's
but it's under renovation now. They'll have their own space.
That's awesome. And you can buy their products at Hot Plate Brewing, but also at several other locations around the Berkshire. So that's super exciting. Again, it's 10 to 4, free hay rides provided by Four Seasons Stables. 12 to 2, there will be some face painting going on with Bowie the Clown, BTC Entertainment. And 2 to 4, BTC Entertainment will do a magic show and balloon twisting, which is always a good time. That's a day of fun right there, 10
yeah.
to 4. Woohoo! Saturday, October 11th. Bev is laughing. Thank you for laughing instead of sighing. That's very nice of you. That's what sometimes we hear sighs, sometimes we hear laughter. We prefer laughter. So the Fall Fest is Saturday, October 11th at Arrowhead. Again, all of these things often are posted on lovepittsfield.com, but if you want to go directly to berkshirehistory.org. You can do that too, berkshirehistory.org, which is the Berkshire Historical Society at Herman Melville's Arrowheads website. And then, you know, I printed out all these events and I was like, wow, there's so many events. Still, I thought we were going to talk about Fall Fest and maybe the Rev 250 and one other thing, but there's like five things coming up in October.
Yeah, we have a lot going on. So whether or not you're a Melville fan, or maybe you want to know more about Melville, we have one of our docents is a really interesting guy. He was actually a docent. He was a docent in San Francisco at the, oh gosh, I'm having a moment.
Oh gosh, and we all have these moments, but keep talking
okay,
and I'll help
you'll,
you. I'll
you'll, help. Know, you'll know what I mean. The prison.
Oh, Alcatraz?
Alcatraz, oh, thank
okay.
you, my goodness.
I thought you were trying to think of something with Melville, and
oh,
I'm like,
no,
oh
sorry.
Gosh, I don't think I know anything in San Francisco with Melville.
More
okay.
people would know it,
yes,
right?
Okay.
I mean, I was having brain freeze, mm-hmm. but... Yeah, he was a docent. He did night tours at Alcatraz.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And he just this really interesting guy, lots of different interests. And so he's moved back to the East Coast and he's doing tours at Arrowhead now. But he was also doing tours at the New Bedford Whaling Museum, walking people around New Bedford and doing the history of Melville there. So he's doing a lecture called A Whale Ship Was My Yale College and My Harvard. Herman Melville's Whaling Years. So he'll talk a lot about, if you didn't already know, Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick because he really had firsthand knowledge of whaling, of the mm-hmm. whaling industry. He was aboard a whale ship, three different whale ships, in the 1840s. So he's going to talk about the whaling industry and Melville's experience with the whaling industry, October 8th, which is a Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. And again, you can get tickets berkshirehistory.org. Use the Book Now button. So that's a really interesting lecture about Melville.
I don't think people realize that Melville had so much experience in the whaling industry. I think they just thought he was an author and maybe did some research and wrote the book. But no, he had hands-on experience.
He did.
Very cool.
So, yeah, if you want some Melville, more Melville in-depth information, that will be that talk. And then we are going to open a new exhibit for the month of October in our small barn. And the exhibit is called What Quilts Reflect Back to Us. And it's the culmination of a local quilter and textile artist, Francesca Olson. And she was our artist in residence this summer, thanks to the Berkshire Art Center. We partnered with them and a lot of cultural institutions are hosting artists. Francesca was ours, and she was such a great fit. She went through a lot of the historic quilts in our collection, so some of those are on view along with some of her own work, her original work, and her work is for sale, actually. Her quilts are for
sale.
Very
cool. That's an awesome partnership and collaboration. I love that.
Yeah, that's a first for us this year. We love the Berkshire Art Center, and we're happy to work with them. And Francesca is just a wonderful local artist and has been a great fit. So if you want to see that exhibit, that's open October 4th through the 21st, but there'll be a talk, an artist talk, on October 10th, which is a Friday at 5:30 p.m., which is free. And you can come, and there'll be some other local quilters exhibiting their own quilts as well and talking about their own history of quilting at that time, too.
Very cool. I love the Berkshire Art Center's Artist in Residence program. And we at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts also had our inaugural Artist in Residence, Carly Holmes. Carly Holmes is her name. And she is also culminating in an exhibit. She will be a part of the Out of the Studios exhibit, which is opening October 3rd at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. So a lot of opportunities to see artists in residence shine in the Berkshires. Yay.
Yeah, I didn't even know you had an artist in residence
this year. Yep, it was very cool. One of the studios we opened up and did a call out and got a lot more submissions than we thought we would. And it was amazing. Carly is this great artist that works at the Gladys Allen Brigham Center, quote unquote, her real job. But she has brought a lot of cool energy to the Liechtenstein. And so we look forward to having her be a part of the Out of the Studio show in October for sure. Yay. All right. So Francesca's October 10th at 5:30. That's awesome. And once again, we are talking to Leslie Hertzberg from the Berkshire Historical Society at Arrowhead about all of the things going on at Berkshire Historical Society, Berkshire County Historical Society, and Arrowhead. Arrowhead is located on Holmes Road, for those that don't know, and it is the home of Herman Melville, where he wrote Moby Dick. You can go. It's the coolest thing. I will say out loud that I'm not a huge Moby Dick connoisseur or anything, but it's so cool to go there and look out the window where he saw the mountain, Mount Greylock, and got the inspiration to write Moby Dick.
Yeah.
And it's right here in Pittsfield. That's so cool. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's very cool.
Bev is watching. I don't like this filtered Bev. Come back with the unfiltered. I mean, she's just being very polite and nice, and it's just weird. It's unusual. I don't like it. But I think that it is cool. No matter what we all say, it's very cool. He wrote Moby Dick right here in Pittsfield. So we're talking to Leslie all about the happenings at Arrowhead and beyond for the month of October, and we still have three more things on the list here. Wow.
Yeah, we have some more. Obviously, when we do some programming, we want to do a mix of Melville history, but also local writers and Berkshire history. And so we have some writers that will be in conversation on October 15th, which is a Wednesday at 5:30. So many people may be familiar with a new book by Lori Gwen Shapiro called The Aviator and the Showman. Amelia Earhart, George Putnam, and the Marriage That Made an American Icon. That's her new book. It was just released. And luckily, she's agreed to come and speak with us at Arrowhead, and she'll be in conversation with Pulitzer Prize-winning author Debbie Applegate.
Debbie Applegate
is so lovely.
Is married to someone that is one of my husband's good family friends.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Tilghan. Yeah. This is the smallest world ever. And we hope to go to that because we've been trying to get together with Bruce and Debbie all summer, and it hasn't worked.
Well, so now you know where they'll be on October 15th.
That is also a really cool Berkshire connection because she is a Pulitzer Prize winning author.
She won a Pulitzer Prize for her book, The Greatest, I want to quote this correctly, The Greatest Man in America, about Henry Ward Beecher.
Good job. Good job. Yep. That's it. And so how cool that she will be there also in conversation with Lori Gwen Shapiro. Awesome. That's October 15th at 5:30. Again, I love all of this promotional material. It says, use the Book Now button at BerkshireHistory.org. The Book Now. And I have been on your website and you do see the book now.
You see it right away, right?
Because I'm like, okay, this is, if I needed to book anything, you press Book Now. And these days you really do need as the most obvious direction in life. And so I appreciate the Book Now button. So if you want to get tickets ahead of time, BerkshireHistory.org. Again, that's Wednesday, October 15th. Author to author, Lori Gwen Shapiro in conversation with Debbie Applegate. And it's cool. The art of documenting an event or person's life, whether in film or in print, is the subject of this conversation between Debbie and Lori. Very cool. Look at you. See, it's more than just Melville. It's the Berkshire County Historical Society, too.
It's scary, too, how intelligent these women are.
It's not scary. You are just as intelligent as all of these women. So you could have an event. Roar is better than sighing, Bev. Roar is better than sighing. But this is going to be a very cool event, Wednesday, October 15th, 5:30. Again, BerkshireHistory.org for more information on that. What else you got going on? Wedding dress?
So, yeah, in relation to our current exhibit that will be up till the end of this month, which is fast approaching, we have an exhibit about weddings and weddings in Berkshire County over the years with some beautiful examples of wedding dresses. So we will have a talk by historian Lorraine German about swatches and clothing information found in a scrapbook that tell the history of textiles in New England and the fashions. So that one's called Grandmother's Wedding Dress, October 22nd at 5:30. And again, that's at Arrowhead in our barn. You can use the Book Now button at berkshirehistory.org to purchase tickets for that. But that's in relation to our current exhibit about weddings, and you can come and see that exhibit. You can just come onto our site and look at the exhibit for free. You don't need to purchase a ticket for that. So that is free. You can walk our grounds. We have trails. You can come in the museum shop, look at our exhibits. That's all free.
The trails at Arrowhead are very underutilized. It's a gem in Pittsfield to just walk the trails. And yes, you have the idea that Herman Melville once walked these trails, which he did, and how cool is that? But it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful view of Pittsfield, and nice. There are some easily accessible parts of the trails, or harder if you are more of a hiker, if you know what you're doing. That's not me necessarily, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful site, and you can go there for free, which is awesome. You can walk the trails for free. If you are looking for an unusual gift item for somebody, your gift shop is so fun. There are some really cool quotes from Barnaby. That's, I remember one of those t-shirts I got for my mother-in-law because it was just a fun t-shirt. So the gift shop, also, you can go there for free as well to look for an unusual gift for yourself or a loved one, whichever you prefer, whichever mood you're in. We have one more event, and there's also, if we have time, we'll go over all of the other events. But once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. I'm not going to tell you where we're airing, because if you're listening to the radio, you know where we're airing. 89.7 and 88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Bev Prentice operating the board and Leslie Hertzberg here from Arrowhead, Berkshire County Historical Society at Arrowhead. And this last event that we're talking about is quite scary, right?
I don't know how scary it is, Jen, but...
Yes, it is! Okay, tell us about it.
So many people in this area may be familiar with author and tour guide Robert Oakes. He has written a book called Ghosts of the Berkshires. He's written a children's book, Ghosts of the Berkshires. So
maybe that's your speed,
Jen.
I don't think I could.
Jen is a little too nervous to go on these tours. But if you are brave and you have been with Robert, he has done ghost tours of the Mount and Ventford Hall. They are fantastic tours. And I will admit, I'm not a believer, but he might make a believer out of me. He's just a wonderful storyteller. Mm-hmm. And so we've been developing a few new tours, one at Arrowhead, which was called Strange Fancies. And now we're going to take a tour of, well, we're calling them the Ghosts of Broadhall, but you may know it as the Country Club of Pittsfield. So the Country Club of Pittsfield is one of the oldest houses in the Berkshires, in Pittsfield for sure. Over the years, there have been a lot of stories about people there. And if you talk to people that work there or people that have gone there over the years, I feel fairly confident to say that it is, there's a lot of spiritual activity going on in that house.
Isn't that crazy? And remind us the connection to Melville.
So the connection to Melville is that originally that house was called the Melville Farm because his uncle owned it, and later his cousin. And it was turned into a boarding house, and a lot of people stayed there, actually. And Melville wanted to buy it, but his uncle or his cousin sold it before Melville could buy it, and he ended up buying Arrowhead instead. But he originally had wanted to buy the farm because he had grown up coming there with his family, swimming in Moorwood Lake, which is, you can still swim there. I mean, it's part of the country club. So there's a really specific Melville connection to that property. And Robert will be giving a tour October 24th at 7 p.m. of the Country Club of Pittsfield. We're calling it the Ghosts of Broadhall because that's what they called it during this time after Melville was there. Melville was still there. But the owners Sarah Morwood and her husband John from 1850 to 1863 called it Broad Hall. And it is said that the ghost of Sarah still haunts Broad Hall.
She's very nice. All these ghosts, by the way, are usually pretty nice, we say. You know, I'm no Robert Oakes. I just say that. Bev is laughing, and that's good. So what Robert Oakes does, which I also have heard that he is an amazing storyteller, wherever you are in the Berkshires, where he's giving these tours, Ventford Hall, the Mount, Arrowhead, and now this one is at the Country Club of Pittsfield, which is called The Ghosts of Broad Hall. So he shares accounts of sightings and other strange encounters reported by those who work there. Explore this unfolding mystery and discover for yourself whether Herman Melville or Sarah Morwood or others unknown are haunting the house next door to Arrowhead. Ooh, that's a great write-up. Ooh. It's a great description. And I think that'll be cool. That's on October 24th, a Friday night at 7 p.m. Again, tickets are available through the BerkshireHistory.org website. You can go to the website and click on Book Now and learn more about all of these events that we've talked about. The big one coming up that is kind of new and a new collaboration partnership in light of the Berkshire Museum not being open due to renovations is the Fall Fest. That one is happening on October 11th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Fall Fest at Arrowhead. Let's talk a little bit about that. We have a couple more minutes. What can people do at Fall Fest?
Yeah, Fall Fest is going to be a great little outdoor festival, Fall Festival, which we're partnering with the Berkshire Museum. So there'll be crafts, games, hands-on activities for children and adults. And then there's a variety of other participating organizations. So you can come and speak with Larry Moore, Baseball in the Berkshires, the Berkshire Athenaeum, Berkshire Bee Witches, the Bidwell House Museum, and our friends at the Berkshire Cider Project, which you can, they'll tell you about our orchard that's actually planted at Arrowhead. So in maybe two more years, we'll have our own unique variety of cider.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because Melville made his own cider.
Melville made his own cider. Of course he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course he did.
He was cool like that.
Yeah.
And so this Fall Fest is Saturday, again, Saturday, October 11th from 10 to 4. It is free. There is no entrance fee. There will be free hay rides provided by Four Seasons Stables, face painting and balloon twisting and all of the fun for the whole family. You can be a family, you can be a single, you can be a couple, you can be a younger generation, you can be a millennial, you can be a Gen X, you can be, what else is there, Gen Y, baby boomer. That's fine to say baby boomer. Embrace it. Embrace your baby boomerism.
The alternative is not desirable.
Exactly. That's right. So the Fall Fest is Saturday, October 11th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Herman Melville's Arrowhead. What is the address of Arrowhead?
780 Holmes Road.
780 Holmes Road. Right on Holmes Road. 780 Holmes Road. Again, all of this information is on BerkshireHistory.org. BerkshireHistory.org. And all of the information happening in Pittsfield is on LovePittsfield.com. LovePittsfield.com. We have another exhibit coming up opening October 3rd. Featuring the Out of the Studio artists of the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. And then in November, we are partnering with the Berkshire Art Association to have an exhibit at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. And in December, we are having the Wreath Art Auction. And we are moving the Wreath Art Auction to a Saturday, which is very exciting. Saturday, December 6th. And it will follow the Berkshire Bazaar that Ashley Davidson of Thistle and Thorn is hosting at the Holiday Inn and Suites in Pittsfield. That's from 10 to 4. And the Wreath Art Auction event begins at 4 o'clock on Saturday, December 6th. So we're excited to switch it to a Saturday to see how much traction we can get. I think it'll bring some new audience members. And Bev is a Wreath Art artist. Wreath Art Auction artist. Try saying that five times.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development. We've had Leslie Herzberg on from the Berkshire County Historical Society at Arrowhead. Thanks, Leslie.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Have a good week, everyone.